wanted me to inform me on, you know, what to look out for and, you know, what to do and, you know, how to go about it. So it's been very helpful. He's a good friend. Just be yourself. When you meet with these teams, they want to know who you are. Don't try to put a face on. Just, you know, just be relaxed and be as confident as you can and just be yourself. You definitely don't do this every day. It's definitely been a great experience so far. You know, just me, all these other teams and, you know, especially all the guys that are here, you know, that you played against and, you know, that you hear about on TV and, get to work out with them, meet with them and, you know, just spend the whole week with them. You know, it's been good so far and I'm just excited to work out tomorrow. So that's what I've been waiting for.
Maryland defensive tackle Quentin Jefferson, table 5. Maryland defensive tackle Quentin Jefferson, table 5.
Yeah, me and Coach M, we have a great relationship. And, you know, I feel like he's one of the main reasons why I'm here today. He developed me into a great football player. You know, it's sad to hear the news, but, you know, there's a reason for it. And, you know, I just got to support Coach Meyer and, you know, the decision he made. You know, he's a heck of a coach. And, you know, I'm sure, you know, what he's doing is going to be what's right for the program. So, but, you know, just kind of sad to see him having to step down. But, you know, I'm sure it's what's good for the program. Not really. And that's the first thing when I meet with these teams. You know, they always ask, you know, we feel that you're underutilized. And, you know, I always smirk when I hear that. But, you know, we have so many threats, you know, at Ohio State. And, you know, it's kind of hard, you know, to spread the ball around to every one of us. And, you know, we obviously had a great running back in Zeke and a great offensive line. And, you know, we just ran the ball a lot because we had so much success at it. And, you know, I was asked to block a lot, so I just did what the coaches asked me to do and just trying to be a good team player.
Do you feel like your blocking game is a little bit ahead of where your receiving game is?
Yeah, I mean, just because that's really all I did last year. And I'm happy I did that because I feel like it made me into a more complete tight end. And I feel like, you know, this year's draft, I'm the best combo tight end in this draft. Just because, you know, I really worked on my blocking. That's something I wasn't really asked to do much of prior to this year, because when Jeff was there, he was more the blocker. I was more of the pass catching tight end. And once he moved on, I had to step up the duties. And, you know, I didn't want this offense to, you know, I didn't want it to be the reason why we couldn't run the ball because of me. So I worked on that skill all off season. And, you know, I think I still have some ways to go, but I'm heading in the right direction. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you gotta bring your stuff every play. You know, you're going against guys that sometimes are bigger than you, and you know, when it's that way, it's all about technique and, you know, bringing your power and have those power angles. So that's something I really worked hard on this past season, and, you know, I think I developed that skill a lot, but, you know, I feel like I still have ways to go, and, you know, I'm excited of what can happen. I like to watch the best because I want to be the best. So I always admire Rob Gronkowski. I think he's the best in the game right now, and just because he can do it both. You know, he can go down the field vertical, create mismatches, and, you know, make a play in the pass game, and as well as, you know, block an inline DN. You know, he can do it all. There's not much he can't do, and that's who I want to be. And so, you know, even before the season started, you know, I was studying film on him just to, you know, just watch the things to see, you know, what makes him so successful. And so that's a guy who I admire.
Nick, you seem to have a pretty productive Senior Bowl. How big a difference was that week for you coming off the Senior Bowl in getting ready for this and maybe some of the comments you heard from people about the way you stood out
It was huge, and I went in there. I did everything I had to do, just because, like you said, I didn't get those opportunities at Ohio State, you know, this past season. And I think people might have forgot that, you know, that I can't catch the ball. So I just had to go out and prove that again. You know, I got a few balls down the seam, and you know, in practice, you know, I got pretty much made just about every play that was, you know, that was thrown my way. And you know, it was huge. You know, especially going against that competition. You know, those are the best seniors in the country. And, you know, I think I did really well and did what I had to do.
You're not only here yourself, you're here with 13 teammates, and there are two teammates who are from the same town. How much of a bonding experience has this been for you all?
Oh, it's been awesome. I mean, I haven't really gotten a chance to see a lot of them just because we're so busy and we're kind of on different schedules. Just because, I haven't seen, like, you know, Cardell and Jalen and, you know, just because we're all in the same group, but... I mean, it's cool that, you know, I think we break the combine record with 14 guys. So it's always good to be well represented, you know, here. So
if you like Gronk's game, how Gronk are you? Like, you got a party cruise coming up?
we'll see. You know, you never know what's going to happen in the future. So I'm not as crazy as him, though, by any means, but hey, you never know.
It feels like, though, every athletic tight end who can, you know, go up and make some plays in the passing game and stuff, that's the guy you get compared to me. But do you really see similarities sort of in body type and kind of plays that he's the best, but do you think you can be that kind of player?
Absolutely. Like I said before, I think I'm a guy who I can do it both just as well as he does. You know, I'm not to that point yet, but I'm working to, you know, get to his level. And, you know, I've been hearing, you know, things from other people saying that they're calling me Baby Gronk, or, you know, I got a little nickname going on. So I'm just going to do my best to keep that going, because that's, you know, that's a hell of a comparison.
Do you think the two-way tight end like you are is kind of a dying breed, the way the college game's kind of gone the spread? Is that maybe set you apart?
I think so. You're going to have a lot of guys who are mainly just pass-receiving tight ends, or, you know, just blocking tight ends. And, you know, I guess I'm more of the old style traditional tight end who can do it both. And I like to think I'm one of the few, if not the best in this draft, who can do it both. So, you know, I'm just trying to, you know, keep
Robert
pushing
Kandici,
that with these teams, that I can do it both.
Mississippi defensive tackle Robert Kandici, podium C.